I was reading the Sunday paper that Maria Shriver wrote, and it was just something that came up on my feed. I can't even think back to remember how I found the Sunday paper. But I realized that she had a group, just snooping around, you know, checking out the page and all that good stuff, and seeing a group, and decided to kind of click on that group. And lo and behold, I entered into a whole new world. Who knew? So as I was just in this Facebook group that belonged to Maria Shriver, and it was basically about Alzheimer's. At the time, I had moved back from London, and I had been working with a lady who was 100 years old, and she did not have Alzheimer's, but I wanted to keep myself informed. So I looked into this group, and she was interviewing people from all over the place, and it ended up being not so much about Alzheimer's, but about a lot of amazing people that she interviewed. At the same time, she was going through her divorce with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it was all over the news and everything. And she was inviting people to an event that she was going to be having. And this event was highlighting, you know, book writers and, you know, just authors of workshops and things like that. So I looked into it, and what I found was that it wasn't just for celebrities, but it was open to the public. And so I signed up for this event, and I ended up going all the way to Beverly Hills all by myself. And I was stuck in traffic, and oh, if anyone hates traffic, it's me. So there I was, just journeying along, you know, found myself, you know, passing through LA and, you know, in all this traffic, and it was really kind of not fun at all. But then I come to this place, and I found parking, and, you know, befriended the parking structure guy. And, you know, I had worked in shopping centers before, and so I knew, you know, knew kind of the ins and outs and stuff. And so, you know, I just kind of, you know, became his homegirl. I said, this homegirl is coming from San Diego. You know, what can you do for me, right? And so he tells me, you know, look, you don't have to park in here. You can park, you know, over down the other way. Just park, like, you know, a couple of streets down, and you're good. And so I was like, all right. So I parked down, and I walked in, and I walk into this really beautiful setting. And it was very small. It was a very small setting in there. And I walk in, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, do I have the right place? Like, you know, is this for real? And so I walk in, I'm like totally in Beverly Hills, and I see, you know, some food on the side and some like champagne and, you know, like mimosa style. And the lady was so friendly, and she, you know, that was the reception, and she's like, come on in. And so I gave her my name, and she signs me in and everything. And we find my, you know, my event invite and things. And she's like, you can sit wherever you want. And so I'm like, I can sit like right there on those little couches, beautiful couches right by the stage. And she's like, you can sit wherever you want. And so I sat by the stage. And I, because I really wanted to, you know, I didn't know if I could video or what, you know. And I wanted to at least take a sneaky video, you know. So here I am, I'm sitting on these chairs, and a waiter, you know, the waiter comes by and he's like, would you like something to drink? And I'm like, we get a waiter too? So he's like, and so I'm like, so I kind of like, I'm like, does that come with it? Like he and then he laughs and he goes, yeah, it's all in, inclusive. I'm like, okay. And so he brings me out some water or whatever, and there's, some like fresh grapes or whatever, and it was really cool. Then I hear this voice like behind me, right? And she's like, oh, she's like, I can't wait to start and this and that. And so I turn around and it's Maria Shriver. And I'm like, I don't want to be like, starstruck and, start to have like, a panic attack or whatever. But I turn around and I'm like, oh my God. And I actually said it like, oh. And so she kind of like she's getting ready to go on set, so she kind of then walks back away back to the behind the set. And so I'm so close, like right up next to it's a really small, very small, intimate venue. So I'm watching, and it's a really it's so interesting to watch her interview. And so I was just so like into it, and I took pictures and things. And afterwards, it was small enough that I could actually sit and talk with her, and she was very friendly and got a picture. I said, I'm not the one to go up to a celebrity and say, hey, can I have a picture with you? That would not be me. But I said I didn't go and drive from San Diego all the way to Beverly Hills and be horrified by the traffic to not get a picture. I am definitely getting a picture. And so I took a picture, and she was glad to have a picture with me and really was, very humble and thanked me for coming. And then I got some book that was there. It was a lady who had wrote a financial book, teaching children how to deal with finances, which I was not really interested in, but I bought the book anyway, just because I just was it was such a good day for me. And I was so proud of myself that I went all the way to Beverly Hills, in all of that horrific traffic alone, and actually did something that I had always wanted to do. I've followed Maria Shriver around for a long time, and I love people that do interviews. And I encourage anyone who has to venture the same way that I did and try to do something that is way out of your comfort zone, do it. Just jump in with both feet and go for it, I didn't even know that I could get into a venue like that. And she had, been so, she was talking to everyone. The venue was maybe 25 people, and it was a great time. And so I just wanted to share that story, and I